More continuing news about the not just the News of the World, but News Corp, which is the umbrella company behind News of the World and a number of media outlets. New allegations this week of misconduct by journalists at two other British newspapers that are owned by Rupert Murdoch. The Sunday Times and The Sun are accused of attempting to attack Prime Minister Gordon Brown's phone, bank account, family medical records, not just his, but his son's medical records, and targeting Queen Elizabeth. Now a group of News Corp shareholders have sued the media conglomerate. They accuse the company of nepotism. Joining us now, Sarah Lyle, correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, based in London, author of The Anglophiles, a field guide to the British. Sarah, can you tell us about these new accusations, not just at the News of the World, but the Sunday Times and The Sun?
Yes, former Prime Minister Gordon Brown has given an interview today to the BBC where he outlines the degree of intrusion that he feels News International newspapers visited upon him and his family. He's saying that when his son was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when he was still a baby, he got a call from then-editor of the Sun newspaper, Rebecca Brooks, saying that the newspaper knew all this and was going to run a story, and did he have a comment? He says he and his wife were in tears. They had just heard the diagnosis themselves and hadn't even really processed it. He says that people from the Sunday Times got details from his bank account, from his lawyers, by pretending to be other people. And he's now accused News International of consorting with criminal elements.
And in other words, specifically using people who had criminal records to try and hack into people's, not just their cell phones, but Gordon Brown accuses them of going into his, as you said, his medical records, trying to get into his bank account records. They impersonated him, we're told, at his own bank.
Not even just hacking. They said, you know, they called and purported to be a representative of him seeking details. They purported to be other people seeking details. So it's beyond phone hacking now, he's saying, and beyond just the News of the World, but it extends to these other newspapers.
Which it implies that there may be a broader investigation of not just News of the World, not just Sunday Times and The Sun, but the entire News Corp Corporation.
Well, those are the news. News Corp is, you know, the big umbrella
right.
organization around the world. News International is its holding in Britain, and the only three papers that are left that it owns are The Sun, The Times, and The Sunday Times, now that the News of the World has been closed. But, it, you know, this investigation could well extend and hit other newspapers because this kind of behavior was actually pretty standard practice at the time.
Sarah Lyle is correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, based in London, author of The Anglophiles, a field guide to the British. Also with us this morning, assistant editor of Reuters Financial Commentary Division, Breaking Views, Jeff Goldfarb. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, as this extends through News Corp, and you just heard Sarah Lyle saying that this could extend to other media corporations in Britain, I'm going to have to ask you if this is going to come across the pond and we're going to see people taking a look at practices here in the U.S.
Well, I mean, I think that this scandal, suggests that there are problems of controls across News Corp, and it is already being felt by the umbrella company News Corp and its shareholders, because this newspaper scandal has now directly affected News Corp's attempts to try and buy the rest of its British satellite company, BSky B, which is now being referred to antitrust regulators there. That is all being stalled. There's a definite concern. This is already sort of running up and suggesting there are control problems, governance problems, which people have been aware of throughout the organization.
Well, and as we're told, News Corp's market value has gone down $7 billion. What are investors worried about here that is making them withhold their money or stop buying the stock?
Well, they're concerned about this deal in Britain. They're concerned. I think it's sort of bringing to light what we kind of think of as the Murdoch discount, which is this is a publicly traded company that's effectively controlled by Rupert Murdoch. Now, when you're a shareholder and you buy in, you know that going in, but you maybe don't know that this, like, how the extent of the problem could be. And he has a board of directors there that should be keeping him in check and really haven't been. We think that there's one guy there that maybe should stand up and be doing something, and that's Tom Perkins, sort of a renowned venture capitalist, who seems like the best hope maybe for shareholders to try and sort out some of these problems.
We're speaking now with Jeff Goldfarb. He's assistant editor of Reuters Financial Commentary Division, Breaking Views. Jeff, what exactly are our shareholders suing over? They've launched a suit against News Corporation, and they're accusing the company of nepotism. Are these the practices that we were just talking about, that people go into these investments knowing?
So this original lawsuit was a lawsuit against News Corp earlier this year, because what News Corp did was it bought a TV production company called Shine in Britain, which was owned by Rupert Murdoch's daughter, Elizabeth. So that was where the original nepotism charges came up from. Now they amended the suit yesterday to add some of these allegations of the phone tapping, and claiming that, you know, there was a breach of duty to shareholders. So they've amended their complaint to add these additional problems.
And again, News Corp is the umbrella organization which includes Rupert Murdoch's American media empire.
That's right. That's right. And so that's where I think that the bigger problem, sort of the problem of controls that are going on, that's why we're sort of calling on Tom Perkins to stand up as an independent director, as a voice for shareholders, to kind of go through some of the corporate governance things that need to be done. If this were any sort of regular company, not controlled internally by, say, you know, by one man effectively, what you would see a board doing is appointing an external law firm to come in and look at the information flow about sort of this phone hacking allegations up to the board. The board should have been maybe hearing about it, thinking about it, maybe hiring investment banks to look at the whole company, figure out what should we be selling, what should we be keeping. Should we be keeping newspapers on the grounds that Rupert Murdoch likes them for political influence, not necessarily financial gain for the company? There are a whole series of things that this board probably should be doing, but it's larded with people who are old cronies of Rupert Murdoch.
Well, in the last minute we have, Jeff Goldfarb of Reuters, do you think this will all blow over in a month or two? Will this all be gone and News Corp will be right back to the same practices it has been doing for a long time? Or is this a real tectonic shift?
I don't know if there will be a tectonic shift, but it's definitely gotten the attention, I think, of senior management all the way around the globe and of the board, mainly because of what this has done to the B Sky B deal. I mean, this is a massive deal. They own 39% of this satellite company in Britain. It is a, you know, they're trying to buy the rest of it for $12-14 billion. This was a real important deal for them to bring the rest of that the company and those profits into the full News Corp entity. So if that gets derailed, it might not only get derailed, he might not be allowed to buy the rest of it. There's a chance he might actually have to sell the part that he owns.
Yeah.
So this is, so it is tectonic in that sense. And whether it'll affect greater change across the organization, it's hard to tell. He still owns the controlling block of shares, Rupert Murdoch, that is. So, but this is certainly a significant enough spread from this phone hacking scandal that it's not going to blow over in a month.
Jeff Goldfarb is assistant editor of Reuters Breaking Views, talking about the woes of News Corp. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
The other story, we've been following that for quite some time. We're also following the plight of the unemployed at this point and what it means to the increasing numbers of under and underemployed Americans. Do you think politicians have their priorities straight? Robert in Washington says, I spent almost 6 months to the day unemployed, eventually took a job for significantly less pay, am an underemployed. I'm using very little of my experience. I no longer look at work as a career experience, but a matter of survival. Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.